Parts.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July the 25th, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. What a great mood, man. It's in a fantastic mood. I hope you are, too. Getting ready for football season. Getting ready for our big countdown, our big preview show coming up in August. Looking forward to being at Twin Peaks and seeing all you out there for that. It's going to be great. Talk some offensive linemen today. We're talking about the offensive linemen for Georgia in this hour, for Clemson in hour two, for South Carolina in hour three. Tony Morrell joins us in hour three. Talk about the Gamecocks offensive line. There's national news out there like Clayton Kershaw out 4 to 6 weeks. Can anything stop this Dodger runaway freight train right now? Like Derrick Rose going to Cleveland. Can anybody play worse defense than Derrick Rose right now? I saw where he averaged 18 points a game last year, was 51st in point guards in plus-minus last year. Doesn't play any defense. On the national scene, I have college football odds to tell you about what Vegas thinks about some of these college football teams. We had a couple of a Gamecock target and a Clemson target that committed elsewhere. We'll tell you where they committed. I have a story about Gatorade and how much money they're giving the University of Florida. Should be interesting to see. I have a pretty interesting article about Jordan Spieth from Kyle Porter of CBS Sports and projecting out his career path and where it's going. Pretty interesting stuff there. And I want to make one point about the offensive lines or about offensive line play that you might agree with, you might not agree with. We'll see. It is at this point in time in the show, this is my favorite thing to do with the show, is introduce the multi-talented, now the guy who's taking his talents to other shows, because I turned on the radio yesterday and he's all over the airwaves. The tattooless one, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan. The guy that we share now with other shows, Zach Oar. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good, man.
That is an extended one.
I know. I try. I love it. Murder. She wrote.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Nice, easy Tuesday morning. It's July 25th somehow already.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know what happened to the whole month. I feel like July 4th was yesterday.
Oh, it's crazy.
So, excited to be here. Excited to get this going and have some fun.
Like August is like right around the corner. I talked to Deborah yesterday, our esteemed, talented general manager, and suck up to upper management. By the way,
I did yesterday as well.
So oh, did you really? Yeah, of course. Oh, you're so great. And finding out when our show's going to be, our big preview show.
Are we allowed to announce it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Nah, let's make sure. It's in August. How about that? It's in August.
I think we got to be allowed to announce it.
August 17th.
It is.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
5 to 8.
Yes. Twin Peaks over in Anderson. Looking forward to
Not
it.
Not in Anderson. Greenville.
I mean, Greenville. Yeah, Greenville. Looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I always liked that show. And the main reason is...
You hosting?
Because, no.
You're not hosting again?
Yeah, I am hosting. Okay. I thought the main reason is because I'm hosting. No, not hosting, but like this basically... the John Stockton, just dish. Just let you guys do it, man. Just you guys take it over. But I love it more than anything else because, A, it means football season's here, but, B, we get to get out and press the flesh, you know?
Get to meet some people. It's always exciting.
Kiss babies, shake hands, press the flesh a little bit.
Press the flesh.
Yeah. Which is probably not good saying at Twin Peaks, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just meet people. You know what I'm saying? Meet people. That's what I'm trying to say.
Meet people.
Have you ever seen Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I have.
You love when he says, Pappy, we got to get up and press the flesh. And they're at the radio station. He goes, we're not pressing the flesh. We're not one at a time. And we mass communicating. Well, I like one at a time and sometime too, you know?
I hear you.
Get out and meet some people.
I hear you.
You know, you over there signing autographs, getting your picture made.
See, actually, that was you last year. I was stunned.
No.
Apparently.
No. Be honest.
Yeah, no, that is completely honest.
What?
Two little girls came up to you and asked to take a picture and if you could sign something for them.
No, that was my mortgage guy that wanted me to hurry up and sign a check to pay for my mortgage.
That's just not true.
It's crazy.
It's just not true.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What George Strait would ask, what's going on in your world? Sure is lonesome in mine. What's going on in your world over there?
I'm sure it is lonely. I saw a big old picture of tater tots you took down yourself last night.
A good friend of mine is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving. And so we had a going away party.
Is this the second going away party for him?
No, the second one is Saturday.
At the same establishment?
No, not at the same establishment. No. This is a... the second one's on Saturday. No. Look, when I go away, when I do something, just don't even have anything. Just say, hey, send me a text. Yeah, good to see you too.
I'll help you pack the U-Haul.
Yeah. Speaking of packing the U-Haul, huh?
Yeah.
It's you today?
It's been a wild couple of hours here. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
You didn't ask me to help?
No, I don't ask for really? Help with that stuff.
Really?
No, I always get asked to help move, and it's never fun.
When you're as big and as strong as you.
People go, oh, he can carry stuff.
Yeah. anything happened to you yesterday?
No, nothing too crazy.
Is it?
I'll tell you right now, in another life, I could be a big rig trucker.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just over there booting, scooting along and those U-Hauls and just having myself a time.
Is it a big boy?
I don't even know. I think it's 16 foot. It's not that big.
You're like eastbound and down.
I'm loaded up and trucking.
We're going to do what they say can't be done. Anyway. I can see you with a trucker. You got trucker hats and stuff. I can see you doing it, man.
Oh, I got a trucker hat. I should have wore it today.
I think I could do it for a little bit. Yeah. But, man, mad respect for those who do it over and over and over and over.
To drive the distances they do every day.
Oh, getting it done.
That's tough. Especially with the morons on the road.
Oh, crazy people out that way. Did you, the Yankees did not play yesterday. Really, I didn't watch any sports yesterday.
No
sports? I watched... Clemson and Florida State were on was on ESPNU, I think, last
night. Did you tweet about Frew Morgan at right tackle and how awful he was?
Oh, he's awful. I'm not going to say that, man. I'm not going to say it. You can say it. What now? He played bad?
He did not play good. He's not here anymore.
Yeah. He's not playing football anymore.
No, so you can say it.
Just wasn't cut out for it.
Yeah.
Wasn't meant to be there. Texas said Mickey could calf raise your couch 40 times. I worked for a moving van company for 2 summers when I was in high school.
I showed that stupid beanbag chair in the back of that truck. That thing is so stinking heavy.
And it's awkward because you can't get a good handle on it. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It's so heavy.
All right, I'm going to make an offensive line statement here. And this is going to be, some people are going to go, what? You're an idiot. What? But just hear me out. With today's game, you know, well, the game's won at line of scrimmage, Mickey. You know that. Whoever has the best line of scrimmage. Let me say this. Not every team, by the way.
Sure.
But with today's game, I don't think you have to be great on the offensive line. I just think you can't be bad on the offensive line. And great offensive lines don't necessarily mean you have a great offense. I'll take you back to a couple of things. Clemson had these unbelievable running backs. I want to say, and I can find it, is that year for you. And they all like graduated one year and they had the same offensive line back and they weren't very good. And I remember Tim Beret talking about it. I think we were at Duke coming home and Tim Beret making a statement. Well, there you go. Because to show you that the offensive line is not the most important thing. And it's not. But it is still very, very important. So the way I like saying this thing is that you don't have to be great on the offensive line. You just can't be bad on the offensive line. Now, let me point out another one. It was, I think, Roman Fry and Dustin Fry that told Brad Scott, I think was the offensive line coach at this time, when Clemson played C.J. Spiller's freshman year, when they played Georgia Tech, they're watching film. And that was in what was CJ's freshman year? 2008 or 9? 2008. The Tigers lost at Georgia Tech 10-9 the previous year. Turned it over a bunch. Didn't play well. Just didn't punch in the end zone. 3 field goals.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, Roman Fry and Dustin Fry are saying, Coach, we're going to blow Georgia Tech out. I said, well, why you say that? I said, look at the holes that we opened up for them last year, but they closed up a little bit. And this year, you don't have to block as long. So, by no stretch, I don't want anybody to come out of this thing and say, well, Mickey said you don't need to be good on the offensive line. That's not what I'm saying at all. You can have a great offensive line. That does not mean you're a great team. If you have a bad offensive line, that means you're going to have a bad offense. But you can have a great team without having a great offensive line. The year that the year I think I'm talking about was in 91 and 92, those are great offensive lines, but Clemson didn't run the ball very well in those seasons. Rodney Blount was your leading rusher, and Blount was a good player, but not a great player. Year before, when Ronald Williams was there and Joe Henderson, Terry Allen, all those years before, they ran it great. Blount came in, and Blount wasn't the greatest back ever. So are you going to grant me this? Now, again, Alabama's great up front, but Alabama doesn't have to be as good up front as they are to still win games when you have backs like the ones they've had here, Mark Ingram, T.J. Yeldon, what's the back last year? The Bo, going crazy now. You see what I'm saying? But like their backs are so good, their offense is so good. Bo Scarborough, so good that as good as they are on the offensive line, they don't have to be that great and they still win national championships. So the blanket statement is this. You don't have to be great on the offensive line. You just can't be bad on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rebuttal?
Does it depend on the offense?
Yes. Because that's a great point. It's another one I should have made. Because now we're not asking guys to block as long. Now we are spreading the field. And now we are getting the ball out faster. And as dominant as you can be on the defensive line, Clemson's going to run into this year. As good as Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant are, they'll be frustrated at times this year because offenses are going to do nothing but get rid of the ball faster to take them not take them out of the game, but to take away the advantage that they have up front. So, rebuttal, agree, disagree? Where am I wrong, where am I right?
I agree with you that you can still be a great team with an average or a good offensive line. But I also believe a good or a great offensive line can make you from a bad team to a good team.
Let me, if you have great players at skill position, I think it comes to skill position too, because Deshaun Watson did some things. Alabama's defensive front kind of like, Clemson's offensive front wasn't the greatest offensive line last year.
No, but they gave
Watson
him time.
Gave you. Yeah, well, they gave him some time. Man, he was rushed a lot and got rid of it just on time a lot. Go back and watch the game again, man. He was hit a lot. He did a lot to escape. You know, you don't have to block as long for Deshaun Watson as you do for Ben Roethlisberger, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's your mobility of buying some extra time, moving around the pocket, but also him getting rid of the ball as fast as he does. I mean, Gallman had tons of yards the last 2 years, and they ran the ball fairly effectively, but they didn't line up and smash Alabama. You did it in a quicker, faster way. Clemson's offensive line was really good the last couple of years. Now, we didn't know that going in, but a lot of that was you throw a fade route to Mike Williams. You don't have to have that much time. You complete a 35-yard pass downfield. Your offensive line gets credit for 40 points a game and 500 yards a game. They were really, really good. But they didn't. I'm sure they were how dominant they were at times. Does that make sense or not?
It does, but you know. Then I also look at teams like in the NFL, Dallas.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason for a fourth round Dak Prescott to have the season that he had last year.
Great point.
And he was behind arguably the best offensive line in the whole NFL.
Great point.
I mean, if you have an above average or a great offensive line, they can make below average or average players appear better.
Yep. Great point. That said, it helps have the running game to support them. The great thing about football is it takes 11, and it takes you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think about Dak Prescott last year, he's got a premier wide receiver and a decent wide receiver core around him. He's got a great rookie running back. He's got the best offensive line in football, and all that takes pressure off of him. So, at the same time, Tom Brady, who is not surrounded, put it this way, like the Patriots, they don't draft great offensive linemen. They don't spend a lot in the offensive line draft. But they have a great offense because Brady makes the offensive line better by when he gets rid of the ball. And he makes these little white offensive or wide receivers look great because how good he is in throwing it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about 11, but that one makes it better.
Well, that's a question. I'm not comparing Brady to Watson at all, so don't get that wrong.
Dabo does.
Well, that's true, he does, but I'm not going to do that for the sake of not getting yelled at on the text line.
Dabo did yesterday.
You just mentioned Watson getting the ball out quickly against Alabama. Is that going to be a problem maybe this season that we didn't foresee happening with how quickly Watson got the ball out of his hands last year? If they can't turn that and do that again this year, are we going to say this great offensive line is maybe not going to be as great as we thought it was going to be?
No, because this offensive line now returning four starters has a chance to be one of the best offensive lines in Clemson history. Because you got four starters that played a bunch of football in the last two national championship games. I mean, let's face it, Tyrone Crowder, Mitch Hyatt, Taylor Hearn, those guys, I mean, they played a lot of football in the last few games. The other thing is, now they'll face a really good defensive line at NC State. They'll face a really good defensive line at Florida State. Auburn's got a good defensive line. Boston College has got a good defensive line. Those are the four defensive lines that they line up against, and you go, whoa, you need to, you know, you got to be good there. Outside of that, there's just nobody, you know, that they'll face that they won't be better than. I know they're better than Boston College. Clemson's offensive line is better than Boston College's defensive line. I think they're better than Auburn's. I think they're better than Florida State's. I think they're better than NC State's. But those are elite offensive lines. I mean, defensive lines. But there's nine games this year they're going to play against teams that don't have elite defensive lines. Does that make sense?
That does.
All that. But look, if no matter who the quarterback of Clemson is this year, you better believe it that wide receiver core is going to have to bail them out. And the running game is going to have to bail them out. And this very talented, very experienced offensive line is going to have to bail them out. So it all goes in. I've seen offenses score 35 a game and not have great offensive lines. I've seen great offensive lines average 25 points a game. Georgia last year, we'll talk about Georgia when we come back. Georgia last year, they blame everything on their offensive line now. On them because they have to. I think it's more than that. I think it's coaching. But they had great skill players without an offensive line. I think you need to be at least average in your offensive line. You can't be bad, but being great doesn't necessarily mean you're great. if you've got Scrubby McScrubberson at quarterback, boy, you better be unbelievably offensive line, have some great backs around you. C.J. Spiller doesn't need a lot of blocking. Bo Scarborough didn't need a lot of blocking. He's going to make his own holes at forward lean. He's going to get extra yards.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Henry, you know, same thing. Anyway, a lot to do. We'll talk Georgia's offensive line this hour. Clemson next hour. South Carolina third hour. Tony Morrell at 8:05 this morning. A lot to get into. Take your phone calls, your texts, and your tweets. Talk some recruiting as well on today's show. I want to tell you about Urban Nirvana. We're at this drop-in last night, and one of my very good friend's wife is pregnant right now. And I said, hey, man, do this prenatal massage. And he goes, man, I got to be honest with you. Like, she can't lay on her side. So she's worried about massages if she's got to lay on her side. I said, no, man, they will accommodate your wife and whatever she has to go through. So I think that he's going to go ahead and do what I've done, is give my wife a gift card to Urban Nirvana. Now, I've never given my wife a prenatal massage at Urban Nirvana, but that's a great deal, great idea for them, with locations all throughout the state of South Carolina, in Charleston, in Columbia, in Lexington, in Greenville, two beautiful locations in Greenville. My wife last night was making the sales pitch for my friend's pregnant wife, who said, when she said, look, man, this place is so nice. The atmosphere is so awesome. And they're so accommodating. Do it. So, I'm sure he did. You can do the same. Purchase a gift card for your loved one at urbannirvana.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk some offensive line. Take your phone calls, text, tweets right after this.
Bojangles Master Biscuit Makers follow a 48-step process. And step 49, that's when we serve those biscuits hot and fresh to you. Head to Bojangles for two sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $4. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics running the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main.
Complete Nutrition. So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
They get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know where I'm going next, man? I'm going, like, really, 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 really short hair. I'm going to Roosters. Roostersmgc.com.
You are not.
Men's Grooming Center.
You're not going short.
I'm going, like, just for August. September.
How short?
Give me somebody's got, not Milstead short.
Okay.
Not Butch Jones short. But, like, Mark Rick short.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing Roosters. Roosters MGC. I'm going to do the straight razor shave too, man. When I was a kid, like, I wouldn't have gone straight razor shave because I saw all these movies where, like, it didn't end good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the guy in a barber chair and, like, oh, they, you know, jerk him up that way. Nah, that's not going to happen to you at Roosters. I watched too many gangster movies, in other words, but I like the hot towel. When you put that hot towel on your face, man, and then on the back of your neck, and you get that massage, that facial massage, the ladies there are awesome at it. I have friends of mine that go to Roosters probably too often. Like, they keep their hair, like, they care about their hair too much. You know, as a guy, like, you need to do it, but you don't need, like, too much of your hair, you know? You, like, the thing about you is your frosted tips, you don't let them grow out too much. Like, you get them done enough.
No, I got to keep them checked. Yeah, of course.
Right. Roosters, roostersmgc.com, Pelham Road over in Greenville. Get mampered. Take care of that.
How often do you get a haircut?
I don't know. Not that much. Didn't really grow all that much. Not that much.
Once a month?
No.
No.
No, every 6 or 8 weeks.
Okay.
My hair didn't grow anymore, man. You know that. Let me get some text messages here. I'll talk some Georgia football here in a second. Text message 986-1566. This is one that I'm not being condescending to our texter here. By the way, tell me your name and where you're texting from. Well, first of all, this one says, Urban Devon has a prenatal massage table with a hole in the middle for mother's stomachs. My wife was a huge fan of that. Really? Yeah, well, I talked about that last night. When a guy's like, why not do that? Why not build beds like that? That's cool. It's a really cool idea. Next one says, Clemson football started turning things around when Dabo started landing elite offensive and defensive linemen. Tommy Bowden believed an offensive line was just needed to be average, and you see where that got him. That's not true. Tommy Bowden didn't believe that. By the way, Tommy Bowden had Daquan Bowers and Jarvis Jenkins and Brandon Thompson, NFL defensive linemen. Tommy Bowden didn't believe that the offensive line just needed to be average. The fact of the matter is that Tommy Bowden tried to sign great offensive linemen. Tommy Bowden's not stupid. Like, as fans, we know everybody knows it's on the offensive line. Like, Bowden's like, really? No, I don't believe that. I think that you could be average. No, he didn't believe that. He recruited the best offensive line around. The fact of the matter is, though, they couldn't sign him. They tried everything they could. They just couldn't sign him. So it's not like Bowden said, you could go, Tommy, you realize that you need a good offensive line. I go, what? Huh? You needed a good offensive line? Huh?
What?
You serious? I'm serial on this one. Anyway. Bowden tried, man. Like, I realized that I shouldn't eat ice cream. It's bad for me.
Yep.
I still do it, but I realize that I shouldn't do it.
But the fact of the matter remains, those offensive lines weren't necessarily the best.
No.
And those Clemson teams weren't necessarily the best.
But let me ask you this. Was Clemson's offense the reason that Tommy Bowden didn't get it done here at Clemson?
There was a variety of issues, wasn't there?
I don't know. I look back at it, and they had some great offenses. I mean, Charlie Whitehurst's offense and Woody Dancer's offense, I don't think it's the offense's issue. I don't think that they were great on defense, were they?
No, they were not special on defense, but
Tommy Bowden.
To that point, though, when you were asked about Bowden's lines, the first three you named were defensive line stars.
Right. But they recruited. My point is that they tried to sign all the great offensive linemen that everybody else was trying to sign. They recruited the heck out of them.
Of course.
It's not like Bowden. You see what I'm saying with the texture, disagreeing with the texture? It's like Bowden didn't think you could be average on the offensive line. But even with that said, man, I mean, Clemson's offenses were great many times through some of that.
Was that a product of skill players pulling up the performance of the team?
Yeah. The offensive lines weren't great. Look, I've said this many times. It doesn't matter. Give me 3-2 wins or give me 43-42 wins. I don't care. Just win. And they lacked a lot of the consistency that you have now. A lot of it was timing. Texture made a good point. Tommy Bowden was snake bit on the offensive line. Look at Kenneth Page and JKJ, great ones whose careers were cut short. I'm not sure Kenneth Page was great. JKJ would have been a great offensive lineman here. He got hurt. Couldn't finish his career. Texture said Bowden's issues was everything never came together at the same time. He had some good offenses and some good defense. That's a very good point. Another thing is, look, we talk about time, and Bowden played against the best Maryland teams ever. Not ever. Maryland team were great in the 70s and great in the 50s. But the last 30 years, those are some really, really good Maryland teams. He played against some really, really good Georgia Tech teams with Joe Hamilton and George Gotti and those guys. He played against some great Florida State teams. He played against the best South Carolina teams in the history of South Carolina football. He played against NC State's greatest team ever that won double-digit football games. I mean, a lot of it is about timing. Phillip and Townsend makes a good point. Gaines Adams, Phillip Merling, they had some great defensive lines then. Told you, Brandon Thompson, Jarvis Jenkins, Daquan Bowers. Bowden tried to sign all these guys and signed the defensive part of them. Didn't sign the offensive.
A couple of people asking, why is Dabo having success recruiting compared to Bowden?
Well, several things Dabo has that Bowden didn't have. Dabo's a better football coach than Tommy Bowden. No one's going to argue that.
No.
But Dabo has full support of his administration.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo has a $63 million football building now, but before that has a $1.7 million coordinator. They got behind him on everything that they're doing there. And they got behind him because he sold the vision. But Dabo put together an unbelievable staff and has made the right hires and had the right vision for it. Bowden did a good job here. Tommy Bowden took over. Tommy Bowden left it better than he found it. Dabo took it to a whole nother level. But Tommy Bowden fought the administration on the AARC stuff. He fought the administration on support. Tommy Bowden recruited out of McFadden, the McFadden building, rather than the West End Zone, rather than the Dabo land over there.
There's the microcosm of his Clemson career.
What?
Recruiting out of McFadden versus having to be able to recruit out of the West End Zone, the indoor football facility, the new recruiting facility.
Right. Yep. See? Bowden would have never been what Dabo is. Scott said it seemed like Bowden always had kicking game issues. And that's true. He did have some kicking game issues. Dabo's very, very good at that. Blake and Liberty said, yeah, I'm interested to know if you think Charlie Whitehurst is a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star coming out. Whitehurst is about a 4-star coming out. Whitehurst had a great career here. Another texter said recruiting was hit and miss. It was. But it's not because they didn't try to see it. Like Bowden said, you need to be good on the offensive line. What? Guys, why would we recruit more offensive linemen? I remember this. I remember this very well. David Blackwell, Clemson's recruiting coordinator at the time. They took a trip out to Oklahoma when Oklahoma wins the national championship. And he goes, look, man, our quarterbacks, wide receivers, linebackers, and secondary look like Oklahoma's. Our lines of scrimmage don't. But they were trying to sign all these great offensive linemen. They tried to sign A.J. Cann. He went to South Carolina. You know, they tried to sign great players, and like they ignored it. Just couldn't get it done. So I disagree with that a little bit. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Bowden is an interesting legacy at Clemson.
Because will he be looked on favorably more as time goes by?
Yeah, he did a really good job here. Did a really good job here. By the way, it wasn't Bowden that faced the South Carolina's best teams. It was Dabo faced South Carolina's best teams. Yeah. Bowden, I made a mistake there. Bowden.
You were rolling ahead of let you go.
That's okay. Bowden dominated South Carolina.
Did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Forget it. He's on a roll. Sure.
Forget it. Let him go. He's rolling.
But you see, I mean, look at some of those teams. And I'll go ahead and let me do this right now. When was Bowden here? 99 was his first year?
Wasn't that long ago.
Bowden, how about this? Bowden's first year, he beat Virginia. Virginia's ranked 22nd in the country.
Virginia was ranked?
Yeah, see? We forget these things. They lost.
They had the Barber twins at that point?
No. This was post-Barber twins, I think.
You sure?
Yeah. Maybe Barber twins. Look that up for us. How about this, Zach? We're just not looking up for it. Here's what we got right here. How about this? Bowden's played a Marshall team that went 13-0 his very first game. Mm-hmm. Normally play Marshall, you're like, that's a win. You know? You're playing Pennington and those guys. Bowden's third game of the year, he faces... Oh, by the way, that Marshall team finished 10th in the country. Second game was against 22nd ranked Virginia. Third game was against Virginia Tech, who played for the national championship that year. A team that went 11-1 and was 8th in the country. He lost a 3-point game to number 1 Florida State that year. He lost a 3-point game to number 13 Georgia Tech. And then lost to 15th ranked Mississippi State. Those teams, Mississippi State's not 15th ranked anymore. Georgia Tech's not 13th ranked. I mean, I'm sounding like Bowden making excuses about it, but they were playing great teams then, and Clemson wasn't that good then. The next year, he lost to 4th ranked Florida State. Beat 25th ranked South Carolina. Lost to 6th ranked Virginia Tech in a Gator Bowl.
Do you remember how much fun those Florida State games were? You know, dad against son?
Yeah.
That was a great storyline in those games.
I don't like the 54-7 game.
No, probably not, but...
I mean, he faced a Maryland team in 2001 that finished in the 10th in the country.
I hate Maryland.
So Maryland's not ranked anymore.
I never want to play Maryland again, but I also want to play them again. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like they're good, but they kind of suck.
Yeah.
He got beat by an NC State team that finished 11th in the country in 2002. A Maryland team that finished in the top 15 2 years in a row. See what I'm saying? A lot of it was his timing, man. He faced two ranked Virginia teams. Top, you know?
That's the most surprising part of his whole tenure.
Three Virginia teams.
Three ranked Virginia teams?
Virginia beat him in 2004. Virginia was ranked 10th in the country.
What?
Yep. You see what I'm saying? I know that's
on
crazy.
The 2004 Virginia Commodores.
That Miami team that was so loud in that game, Miami was ranked 13th at the time. Boston College, he faced great Boston College teams. With Matt Ryan and those guys. So you see, man, it's not like just that would face a little bit different thing in there. I don't want to make it sound like I'm sounding like Bowden making excuses for the guy. The guy did a good job here. He didn't do a great job here. He's not a Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Fame guy here. I think he is a Clemson Football Hall of Fame guy here. He did a lot of really, really good stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like he said, offensive line, I will just ignore that. Nope. We won't try to recruit those guys.
Nope.
Huh? You serious? Anyway, you see what I'm saying? All right, I'm up against a break. We'll come back. Georgia blames everything on the offensive line last year, and Georgia wasn't great on the offensive line last year, but they're better than what they should have been. We'll tell you about that. We'll look at Georgia's offensive line this year and your return for more. It's the Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
105.5 The Roar is proud to add Brad Sinkov to our lineup, and we're giving you a chance to meet him. Join us Friday, August 4th, broadcasting the Press Box with Brad and Ben at Local Q from noon till 3. Come out for great sports talk with Brad and awesome food from Local Q and special promotions with Wicked Weed Brewery from Asheville. The Press Box with Brad and Ben, live at Local Q, Friday, August 4th, from noon till 3, from 105.5 The Roar.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now and get 2 sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $4.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
The new owners at the Butcher's Block are taking things up a notch and delivering the best ingredients and meals in the area. Fresh meats and vegetables always make a better meal. And the place to get the freshest farm-to-table meats is the Butcher's Block on North Main Street in Anderson. Top choice are prime, grass-fed beef like ribeye, T-bone, porterhouse, filet, fresh cube steak, stew meat, and ground chuck and more. Free-range chicken, wild-caught seafood. The best ingredients make the best meals, and you'll get all that and more at the Butcher's Block. They offer tailgate picnic and steak packages, complete meals ready for your barbecue at the game, the lake, or even the backyard. And if you don't have time to cook, the Butcher's Block will do the cooking for you with prepared family meals for only $24.99. Each meal serves 4 and comes with salad and bread. Choose from meals like lasagna, fried or baked chicken, chicken Alfredo, stuffed flounder, chicken cordon bleu, and more. The Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. And check them out on Facebook for free giveaways.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
I got a message for you.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Ooh. Welcome back, glad to have you with us. You normally like dance during that one. You're not dancing anymore over there.
You were looking at your computer screen. I was dancing the whole time.
Hey, what, when are we getting that dash cam in here? Not dash cam.
You know that, see, you probably should have asked upper management that yesterday when you were around them.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
I do want that because I want people to see you.
People
want to
see.
I get that all the time. What's that look like? What's that look like?
So I'm going to guess it'll be planted right here on my board facing through the glass.
Yeah.
And it'll be showing your face cut off.
Krut LED. K-R-U-T. LED. You can spell LED, right? Make sure you can spell that one. Krut LED. K-R-U-T. They're in Anderson. They can help your business, folks. K-R-U-T LED. You want $4 LED lights? You want high bay light fixtures just for $79, parking light fixtures for $99. You want to save money on your Duke Energy power bill every single month at your office? You want your customers to see better, your employees to see better, take care of the less of the hums, longer lasting bulbs, lower power bills? You want to look good in front of the boss? This is simple. Call, go by and see their good friends, Dr. Ish Patel and his fine staff at Krut LED. Let them take care of you with these great LED light fixtures. Love what they do. KrutLED.com. Good folks. All the certifications, all the healthier, environmentally safe, you get all that in there for sure. The left will like it because it's environmentally friendly. The right will like it because it's the bottom line, saving money. So I don't care where you are. I don't care who you voted for. Go to KrutLED.com. All right. I'm getting this from Georgia fans. Georgia fans last year blamed their inept offense on an offensive line. Now, I will admit, I don't know who was healthy or not, but let me give you the what the texter originally said. Michael Liberty said, by the way, as a Georgia fan, I would want to let you know, I appreciate all the Georgia talks. Nice to have some local coverage. Keep it up. We'll do that. You think we need a Georgia expert on the show every week?
During football season, that probably couldn't hurt.
Let's do that. This is Zach in Georgia. As a Georgia fan for many years, I think last year's line was the worst I can remember. Too small to get movement and no really true tackles. Combine that with the freshman quarterback, you get killed. The incoming guys should really help. If they pull Trey Hill and Sawyer, could be the team's strength in a few seasons. I think last year's offensive line, the quarterback situation, handcuffed the play calling because the quarterback couldn't check out of a bad play. Just my two cents, great show. Here's what I don't get out of the Georgia offensive line play. And I know they had a transfer. I get this, how the transfer from Rhode Island or wherever the kid came from. So I get that. Jonathan says, so you're saying the offensive line Georgia went bad. They started to transfer from Long Island left tackle because he's the best they had. Come on, Mickey. I know you hate Smart and Rick and love Rick, but did you watch what they did last year? I did watch the fact that Georgia only scored 26 points a game last year. After scoring 41 a game under Mark Rick, they scored 26 a game last year. That after averaging 458 yards a game last year, they averaged 377. But here's what I don't get, and Georgia fans, help me on this. Call in and help me on this. We've got seven more minutes of this talk about Georgia offensive line. Brandon Kublino was like an all-conference kind of guy. He's a four-star guy.
Okay.
I mean, Greg Pike at 6'6 and 315, he was a four-star guy coming out. Deshaun Sims, or Dyson Sims, was a four-star guy coming out. Isaiah Wynn was a four-star guy coming out. Now, I know this Catalina guy was a Rhode Island transfer, but he was a grad transfer that started. I don't know how good he was. But Ben Cleveland's a four- or five-star kind of guy. Like, Georgia's offensive line going into, like, was it injuries? Was everybody banged up the whole time? Because you had a bunch of four-stars up there playing. I'll put it to you like this. in last year's Phil Steele's magazine, going into the year, they ranked Georgia's offensive line 7th in the country. The Bulldogs had 3 starters on the offensive line that averaged 5.1 yards a carry. The 2-time all-conference Rhode Island transfer Tyler Catalina, so that really they have 98 career starts among them, and you got Nick Chubb and the guys behind them. They were going into the season, they were 7th best offensive line, according to Phil Steele. Did everybody get hurt? Or is Georgia's coaching staff just not very good? I know they had a freshman quarterback, but you got Nick Chubb and Sony Michel and Isaac Nauta, and you got Isaiah McKenzie and Terry Godwin, and you got all these great Jeb Blazevich. You got all these great guys around you everywhere. How do you go from 41 again to 26 a game with the nation's 7th offensive line? So call in, Georgia fans, if they were hurt. If there were injuries, give me that, because I don't know. Brandon Kubelino was like an all-conference kind of candidate, wasn't he? Did he not play? Isaiah Wynn did not play? They were good the year before. They had 3 returning starters. They averaged 41 points a game.
What happened?
That's what I want to know.
Colin, 6x4 roar.
Greg Pike was a preseason first-team All-SEC last year. Isaiah Wynn's like a guy that what people want to draft. Now, I'm not saying they're Trey Hill. I'm not saying they're Jamari Sawyer. But, like, Ben Cleveland was an unbelievable recruit coming out.
His last name is Cleveland. There's your problem right there.
Ugh. I mean, is Isaiah Wynn going to be that much better this year than he was last year? Let me know, Georgia fans, because I'm asking. I really don't know. I watched Georgia football. I didn't watch it enough. All I know is, with the nation's 7th best offensive line, you blame everything on the offensive line. You went for you averaged 15 less points a game. You averaged, what's 58 and 23? 61. You averaged 71 less yards a game. You ran the ball 66 less yards a game. You passed it 15 less yards a game. What are you doing? Now I'm getting some texts on the side. People can't. I understand people can't call in. Texter said Sims was 265 coming out of fall camp. Pike was good at guard, but had to play right tackle. Wynn was a decent player. Cleveland was a true freshman. Catalina could have been a good at guard. Did Kubelino not play?
I don't know. I'm not a Georgia football guy.
I mean, if you're good at guard, I'm not saying you're good at guard. I'm saying you're, you know. You just went from everything's the offensive line's fault. Is it any chance at all that it's coach? I actually didn't kill that last text out. Can you tell what it says?
Kubelino, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
It was a steep drop off from David Andrews, who started for the Pats, Zach and Georgia.
But he played the year before. Like, he started the entire year before. He started, well, actually started 9 games the year before. 9 games, true freshman, sorry. 14 and 13 starts in his career. The guy played a bunch of, and all of a sudden now, how did Lyon get terrible in 1 year?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up.
Yeah.
Who's been their coach for a year?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Offensive lines are weird, though, in that you can be great 1 year and like terrible the next. I don't know. This is Phil Steele. Let me give you the top offensive lines in the country going into last year. You tell me how they did. And no, we don't study them, so it's hard to say. Southern Cal 1, North Carolina 2. Was North Carolina offensive line all that great last year?
No.
He had Florida State at 3. Was Florida State's offensive line great? Because I saw
DeAndre Francois
take a beating, like a physical, just bloodletting.
Like, we're to the point I was concerned about him.
Yeah. Get him out of there.
He's got a family.
So that's one of your best lines right there. And LSU's offensive line number 5 in the country. How did LSU's offense do last year? Let's look this up. I like going back and looking like what they say about teams year to
LSU today. Always has a good offensive line.
LSU averaged 28 points a game last year.
Yeah, but their line was probably good. It's just they had Brandon Harris at quarterback at one point.
See what I'm saying? That's my point earlier, right?
Yeah.
You can be great on the offensive line and not have a great offense, not a great offense. You can't be terrible on the offensive line.
That's the thing. Yeah, you cannot be bad on the offensive
line. That's my point. So you agree with me now, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
With
it, yeah. Oh, God, yes. When we come back, we're going to get into Clemson's offensive line. Georgia fans, chime in there. I just think that it's so easy to blame, oh, now we got it fixed because our offensive line went good last year, and we blame everybody. We blame one coach. I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. It'd be nice if Jacob Eason had any kind of touch at all and didn't try to knock everybody down and could throw it in the same vicinity. And it'd be nice if all your receivers weren't 5'8". And you didn't have 47 Heisman Trophy tailbacks back there. What are you laughing at?
You can only drive one Ferrari at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Clemson mailman says Phil Steele's a duster. It's easy. If you're a Georgia fan, you want to believe that, oh, it's the offensive line's fault. It's not Jim Chaney's fault. I don't know, man. It's supposed to be a strength last year. What happened? You tell me. Why were they so bad? I don't know.